This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools has paid $2.1 million to the federal government to resolve an investigation into its misuse of AmeriCorps funds. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Investigators say that in 2015 and 2016, the state's largest school district falsely told the federal AmeriCorps program that a portion of the staffers allocated to DPS had performed service hours necessary to qualify for awards, when they did not perform those hours. The district double-counted teachers' paid work as national service hours, meant to enhance supports for the kids, and deprived at-risk kids of extra help. A former DPS employee told investigators they quote-unquote pushed the envelope in ways that broke AmeriCorps' rules. In addition to the federal fine, DPS fired people in charge of the program. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's U.S. Senate race this fall could be expensive. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Senate Republicans are pouring money into ads against incumbent Democrat Michael Bennett.
In a signal that Republicans think Colorado's Senate seat could be winnable, the National Republican Senatorial Committee is spending $250,000 for a statewide ad buy centered on Bennett's support of President Joe Biden's agenda. Democrats are favored to keep control of the Senate seat, but NRSC Chair Senator Rick Scott says his party is committed to expanding its map. This comes as Bennett's campaign wraps up a $600,000 ad run highlighting his fight against special interests at the Capitol. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Senator John Hickenlooper talked about a Democratic bill aimed at tackling climate change.
This is the largest single investment by any country ever for climate rescue, and is going to have massive benefits.
There's more with Senator Hickenlooper in about 15 minutes. Coloradans bet more than $313 million on sports in June, down from the month before, but a big jump from the same time last year. A lot of the new betting was on the Colorado Avalanche ahead of their NHL championship. This is CPR News and KRCC.